Next month, the European Union expands to include 10 new members, mostly former communist countries. Enlarging the EU has been a goal of Western European governments since the fall of the Iron Curtain more than a decade ago. But there are fears about expansion on both sides. Slovakia reflects many of those concerns. From Bratislava, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Slovakia has been attracting a lot of foreign investment lately, from auto manufacturing to computer help call centers. But it's the Korean electronics firm Samsung that has really fueled fears in old Europe about the new. At the Samsung plant in Galanta, about an hour's drive from Bratislava, 1,200 mostly young Slovaks make computer monitors and flat-screen TVs. Zoltan Feher, Samsung's engineering manager, says the investment has made a big difference in Slovakia.
Galanta, you know, it was one of the parts with the highest unemployment ratio. And frankly to say, we already decreased this ratio down lower than 10% just by having this factory here.
But when the factory expands to employ another 1,000 Slovaks, Samsung production lines in Britain and Spain are expected to close. Slovakia's attractions include cheap labor and a flat tax rate of 19%.
It makes problems for us with European Union countries.
Peter Zabka is an analyst with the Center for European Policy in Bratislava. He says the low tax rate in particular angers Germany and Sweden. Current members of the EU are set to contribute a net of more than $800 million to Slovakia over the next 3 years. Zabka believes political leaders in current EU countries worry their taxpayers will see that money as supporting a country that steals jobs.
They're afraid. How to solve this problem is to make reforms in Germany and Sweden. But I understand that people got used to this social security, and it's obvious that they do not want to get rid of it.
Such is the fear of job loss in the West that most current EU members have tightly restricted workers coming from the new member states. But Otmar Höll with the Austrian Institute for International Affairs says Slovakia's neighbors are profiting, not losing, if they're investing here.
Small business, and especially the service sector, might really have to expect some more competition during the next years. But the investor class, the banking system, big business is highly profiting from this expansion.
At a trendy cafe in Bratislava's old town, the German paper towel dispenser in the bathroom spits out towels printed with ads for other German products. Some in Slovakia worry the country is being sold off to rich Westerners and prices are only going to climb. A man at a Bratislava market scoops roasted seeds into plastic bags. Nearby, 85-year-old Josefina shops for fruit for her grandchildren. A recent government decision to help investors by charging a single sales tax rate pushed up the cost of groceries. Josefina feels it.
In the past, we had small salaries, but the prices of grocery were small, like the milk cost 2 crowns. But now, from these small salaries, we have small pensions, and the milk costs 20 crowns.
In elections earlier this month, Josefina voted for a controversial politician who campaigned in part by criticizing economic reforms he says help just the rich. Vladimir Mečiar is now favored to win the runoff for the presidency. Mečiar was shunned by Europe and the United States as an autocratic dictator when he was prime minister in the 1990s. The presidency is less powerful, but if Mečiar wins, Slovak political analyst Grigory Mezežnikov doubts other European leaders will trust him.
This trust, especially in initial period of our membership, has absolutely crucial importance. From the political point of view, Slovakia could be, in this case, something like country of the second category.
That, he says, could hurt more than any economic tensions. Emily Harris, NPR News, Bratislava.